Dear brothers, dear sisters, I greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I welcome all of you from near and far, also all our brethren who are joining us online. We greet from this place. It's a great grace that we can still come together in such a way to be under the sound of the Word. And I think all of us, we were rejoicing about these wonderful songs of Zion. It's so well for our souls when we sing our salvation. The things God has done for us. We cannot give enough thanks to Him for all the great things He has done for us. I have the duty to give you the greetings, to read you all the greetings which many brethren have sent us and who are joined with us. Here we have greetings from Brother Cosme Bra from Angola. Brethren from the Ukraine are greeting us. Also the brethren from Portugal who are gathered there, they are also greeting us very warmly. Then we have greetings from Brother and Sister Anderson from Auckland, New Zealand. Greetings from Brother Emmanuel from Australia, Brother Ferre from Hungary, Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda, and Brother Gerlando from Italy, Brother Young from Denver, Colorado, Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, also Brother Joseph Nyagi from the Congo, Brother Francesco from Italy. Then we have Brother Chovava, Brother Dr. Chovava, then Brother Victor and Brother Leve from Cuba, Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Then we have greetings from Germany, and Brother Gideon from the DRC is sending greetings. Brother Yapi Leon from Abidjan is sending greetings. And Brother Jan Franco from Trieste is sending greetings. Then Brother Bruce from Cape Town is sending greetings. Brother Daniel from Cape Town, South Africa. Brother Kulumba is also sending greetings. Brother Tambo is sending greetings. Brother Christian from Romania is sending greetings. Brother Manka, also from Italy, is sending greetings. Then we have Brother Norman from South Africa. Then Brother Aaron from Johannesburg. And greetings from Brother Andre from the Ukraine. Brother Lubumba, sending greetings. Brother Leonidas from Burundi is sending greetings. And here, Brother and Sister Holviti are sending greetings from Finland. Brother Salarov from Tajikistan is sending greetings. And here we have greetings from Brother Zulu. And once again, here Brother Motika from Johannesburg. And Brother Lupondo from South Africa. And in closing, from Bolivia, Brother Rwando. All these brethren are joined with us and are joining us online right now, are listening now. Then we are grateful to God and we want to sing together to our Lord, praising songs. We start with song number 22, Softly and Tenderly Jesus is Calling, number 22.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling.
Holy
sinner, come home. For me, why should we linger and heed not his mercies? Mercies for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death beds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Now, let us sing a couple of choruses. Namely, we start with chorus number 3. Oh, I want to see him. Number 3.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Dare to sing forever of his saving grace. In the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
Yesterday, today, and forever. Number 4.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name, glory to his name, glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never, glory to his name.
We'll give the glory to Jesus.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. To the Lord be the glory alone for everything he has done for us. And we are confident that also tonight he will bless us beyond measure. And we really, we want to be in the matter with all our hearts. Now for the word of introduction, before Brother Alfred Borg prays with us, I would like to read from 1 John chapter 2, one verse, and then from chapter 4, a couple of verses. 1 John chapter 2, verse 21. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Then chapter 4, verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Up to here, this precious word of God. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for this wonderful word of God. This word of God is so much alive. It speaks to every heart of us, also tonight. These wonderful songs which we have sung, which the choir has sung, which we have sung.
Möge der Herr in unsere Mitte eine geistliche Atmosphäre wirken.
May the Lord work a spiritual atmosphere in our midst, where all things are possible, where everyone is helped.
Sind wir mit diesem Verlangen heute
Abend gekommen? Have we come with this desire tonight?
Möge der Herr sein Verlangen an uns allen erfüllen.
May the Lord confirm his. May the Lord confirm our longings. Let us pray now. Let us stand up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the Spirit of truth which you poured out into our hearts, who leads us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word remaineth forever. Lord, we thank you that you are present tonight in our midst to make all things well. For you, Lord, you know. You know your own, and yours know you. We thank you that we may look upon you tonight, that we may expect everything from your fullness. Bless your precious word, which we will hear. Lead our brother by your Spirit. Strengthen him. And may your word make us all alive. May it accomplish in us for what we are hearing it for. For what we have come here tonight. For we believe that you are present. And in your presence, Lord, we trust for your help. That you may save the lost. That you may heal the sick tonight. Those who are taken captive, that you may set them free. Come to your right. Work in our midst in a supernatural way and confirm the word which we will hear. That's how you have done it always. And tonight, you are the same. We thank you for everything. Take us all under the obedience of your will. May your blood cover everything so that you can manifest yourself freely. And may we all believe with all our hearts, believing what the Scripture says. Please work all this. Give us all this tonight. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible.
Ihr mögt euch
sitzen. Amen. You may be seated.
Dem Herrn sei Dank.
To the Lord be the thanks.
Für die gewaltigen Worte,
for these mighty words which were read already. Just briefly, I would like to give you the telephone calls, the greetings by name from Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi, Brother Paré, Burkina Faso, Dr. Mbie, DRC, Brother Jacques, Ivory Coast, Brother Baumgartner, Switzerland, Brother Joseph, Kinshasa, Brother Inodi, at the moment in Havana, Cuba, from Brother Ngonga, Brother Cecil, Pretoria, Brother Müller, Germany, all are sending greetings.
And
we are just so grateful with all our hearts that we recognized the time and the hour from near and far coming together to experience our preparation for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ. Because it is written, and his wife has made herself ready. There must be a time of preparation before we can go in to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then, today, I would like to welcome especially the visit from Canada, Brother Ellis Wendel, with all his family. And I never heard it that a brother has planned his holidays in such a way as him. At the first weekend in August, he was in Krefeld. Second weekend, he was in London. Third weekend, he was in Berlin. Fourth weekend, he was in Zurich. And today, he is here. And on Monday, is his departure. God bless you in a very special way. Then we have visit from the USA, Brother and Sister Renate. Shans, her son, God bless you. Then we have from South Africa, the mother of Brother Christian and some others who are here. God bless you in a special way. Then we have brethren from Haiti, from Bielorussia, from Poland, from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, Bulgaria, Romania, Cameroon, Madeira, from near and far, from all neighboring countries. Just so grateful that the Lord has sent a hunger into us to hear his precious and holy word, to believe it, and to put it into practice, and to experience the promises which God has given to us, to see them in its fulfillment. If we just go into the timely events, which is going on worldwide, everywhere something is happening. And one can always read Matthew 24, Mark 13, and especially Luke chapter 21. The Holy Scripture, the Bible prophecy, is being fulfilled before our very eyes. And also, Brother Tati, I would like to ask him to come. He was a couple of weeks in Canada, Just give some greetings. Where is Brother Tati? Then Brother Gilbert, all the ministering brethren from all countries.
God bless you all.
God segne euch alle.
1 week ago, I was in Canada, in Toronto.
Eine Woche zuvor war ich in Toronto, Canada.
And our brothers and sisters over there.
Und unsere Brüder von dort.
Greet all of you.
Grüßen euch alle.
Indeed, God has His children worldwide.
Gott hat seine Kinder weltweit.
And they are all connected to the promised word.
Und sie alle sind verbunden mit dem verheißenen Wort.
And we all expecting the final work of God in our midst.
Und wir alle erwarten das abschließende Wirken Gottes in unserer Mitte.
And they all do believe that what we hear here every month.
Und sie alle glauben, was wir jeden Monat hier hören.
Is for our preparation.
Ist für unsere Zubereitung.
So that the bride be a pure bride.
So dass die Braut eine reine Braut ist.
There will be no mixture.
Und es wird keine Vermischung
sein. She will be pure.
Sie wird rein sein.
Just like the bride was.
So wie der Bridegroom. Wie der Bräutigam war.
May God bless you all.
Möge Gott euch alle segnen.
And strengthen again, Brother Frank.
Und Bruder Frank.
There's still a little more to do.
Stärken. Es ist noch ein wenig für ihn zu tun.
And your reward will be great.
Und deine Belohnung wird
God bless you.
God bless you.
You all know, Brother Tati is accompanying me always on all the trips in the countries where French is being spoken. And we're just so grateful with all our hearts that all brothers and sisters worldwide can be connected now, can listen and can watch. And we are grateful that God has opened our eyes and has opened our hearts to believe as the scripture says. Now, to that what is written in Luke 21, yes, Luke 21, from verse 25, let me just repeat some thoughts concerning this scripture. Luke 21, from verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And then comes the admonition. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things coming to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. I had to think about that, what happened in Houston, Texas. It's happening all over. Something's happening. But in Houston, Texas, for us and for me, it has a special meaning. There, Brother Branham preached in January 1950. Before 8,000 people he preached. And then there was someone who had some questions, and he doubted that the Lord is still healing today. There was a discussion taking place between Bosworth, I still knew him, and between the Baptist preacher, Dr. Best. And afterward, Brother Branham was called upon the platform, and he said these words: I'm not here in my name. I'm here in the name of the Lord. I don't need to speak for myself. The Lord Himself will testify. And in that moment, Mr. Ayers and Mr. Kipperman, they took photographs, many photos. And then it happened that the pillar of fire appeared upon above the head of Brother Branham. Yes, the photo was sent, of course, to Washington. And I was in Washington. I have seen that photo in the Hall of Art, in the religious Hall of Art. I've seen it. The only photograph with a supernatural pillar of fire above the head of the man of God in Houston, Texas. And now we all heard of it, what happened there. I was thinking by myself, when God visits His people so graciously, revealing Himself so directly and personally in such a supernatural way, and if one then bypasses it, what is left? Whoever does not receive the grace will have to receive judgment. The more thankful we can be that God has given us the grace to be acquainted with that what happened in our time, what happened in the supernatural working, that we didn't bypass it, but concerning all the kingdom of God and concerning all what happens in the kingdom of God, that we received and accepted it, and that we can rejoice about it, and that God helped us on the day of salvation, and that He has opened our understanding for the fulfillment of the Scripture. Both happened. First, the pillar of fire, and then also the pillar of cloud. And if one thinks about it, I looked up all the scriptures in Exodus 40, 34, the supernatural pillar of cloud has accompanied the people of Israel. Exodus 40, verse 34 up to verse 38. Then we read that God was with his people 40 years. And when the pillar of fire rose, then also the people arose. And when the pillar of fire set it, then the people set. And if I then thinks about that the same Lord revealed himself in the same supernatural pillar of fire to draw our attention to that what God promised us for this time, giving us the grace to have part in it. Then I was also reading in the book of Acts, chapter 1, from verse 9 to 11. Our Lord was taken up on a cloud, not on a rain cloud, on the supernatural cloud, in which he was accompanying his people in the Old Testament. On that cloud, before the eyes of the apostles, he was taken up on that cloud. And then we read that he will return on a cloud to take us home. And then we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in verse 17 that we as the believers will be raptured on clouds to meet him in the air. The supernatural working of God just belongs to it. And where God is present, there the supernatural is taking place. There the Lord reveals himself in his power and glory. Ezra said, when that happened with Houston, you all know, in the Gulf of Mexico, it's in the Atlantic, and there's much, much water. But for us, who we believe that God has sent his servant in a supernatural way, confirmed him, and he was told that the message which he brought would forerun the second coming of Christ. And this we may now experience by his grace. Brothers and sisters, we have the great privilege to live now in the most important period of time of the New Testament Church. And that God has opened our eyes, opened our hearts and the understanding for it. It's unspeakable. It's an unspeakable grace. And one just has to say it. By God's help, we can preach the word. But revelation comes only from God. No prophet can pass on revelation. The preaching connects us with God, but everything comes from God. We can preach salvation, but the Lord can only save. We can preach healing, but only he is the healer. We can preach deliverance. We can preach forgiveness, but only he is all in all. and He works and confirms His word. Also, this must be said time and again, brothers and sisters. For the preparation, it's just necessary, let me call it, that we make the basic experiences with God, that we really have a biblical foundation upon which we can build, that we repented, asking for forgiveness, that we accepted the day of salvation for us personally, and that we have become a believer by His grace, believing scripturally, as we heard in the word of introduction, no lie is of the truth. But let us say it freely and openly. All have the Bible. But who has the revelation? All say what they like about that what is written in the Bible. But we let God speak to us through His word. And He reveals then His word to us. And by grace, we may then have part in it. Also this thought, which we hear time and again said here. As for the natural life, there is a seed necessary so that a birth can take place, so it is also in the spiritual. The one is that we experience the forgiveness of sins, that we know that we found grace in the sight of God, and the other is that God lays His word as the seed into us, and that He comes with His spirit upon us, and that He works the divine life in us, which is in the seed of the word, letting it come forth in us. And the Bible calls it the new birth, born by the Spirit of God, born by the Word of God, born again unto a living hope, becoming a new creation by God's grace. Brothers and sisters, I say to you honestly, I want that all who have heard the word of God now, that they make their personal experiences of salvation with God, that you really come back to the beginning. And to this, it belongs really that we understand the Great Commission properly, which is written in all the four Gospels, that we take heed to it precisely. What is written in Matthew 28? What was said in Mark 16? What was said? About what was it in Luke 24? About what was it in John 20? Let us start with John 20. He has given His disciples His Spirit, and He said, whom you forgive the sins, them they are forgiven. Whoever goes with this scripture alone and goes his way and does not take the other scriptures, he has not an overall picture of the Great Commission. Whoever goes to Luke 24, in His name, forgiveness of sins shall be preached unto all nations. And whoever then goes to Mark 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And who then goes to Matthew 28 will find out what's all about, namely about to teach all nations. But before we can teach, forgiveness must have been preached first. First, the people have to find grace before God, making their personal experiences of salvation by His grace. Also for this, we are very grateful, brothers and sisters. We all know, whoever reads only Matthew 28, go into all the world, teach all nations, and baptize them. Whoever does not go to the other scriptures which belong to it, he did not understand yet the whole picture. And so we could go from subject to subject, just emphasizing how important it is for the same subject to take all the scriptures to it, so that by grace we have an overall picture by the grace of God. Then we have the preaching, especially concerning the return of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, this must be said time and again. At the return of our Lord, everything will take place just as it is written. It's only important to experience our calling out, our separation, our preparation unto this glorious day of Jesus Christ. And to this, I would like to read a couple of scriptures, beginning with that, what is written in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 2. This is my concern. This is really my concern, that all who hear the word of God now, that they experience their preparation by His grace, being part of it when the Lord returns to take His own home. Hebrews 4, and here it's the first two verses. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left of us, being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. That's how the German Bible says it. This is such a concern for me. I cannot say it to you as this touches me. I cannot tell you. And I tell you why. Because whoever does not enter the marriage supper will stand at the closed door and will knock. Do you want, beloved brother, you, beloved sister, do you really want to stand before a closed door knocking? Or do you want to be ready when the Lord returns? And as we read many times, those who were ready, they went in to the marriage supper and the door was closed. This preaching is not addressed to the foolish. They are bypassing it. The last message is addressed to the wise, who believe God's word and who obey and do according to the word. I really believe that we are not coming 1,000 kilometers just to hear. I believe that we are coming to have an experience with God, a new experience with Him, that our coming is worthwhile in every meeting in which our Lord was. Always something took place. The sick were healed. The sinners were saved. And this shall also happen now, as it took place in the days of our Lord and apostles. That's how it must and will be at the end. And here in the second verse, it's written in Hebrews 4, verse 2, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them." But the word preached did not profit them. What did the word profit to us? Them, the word preached did not profit them. Why did they hear it at all? Brothers, sisters, here is a great lesson. And it goes on. Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Hearing of the word is important. Yes, it is important, but it must be connected with faith so that we have an agreement with the Word of God, so that God does not speak around us, but each one must be spoken to personally by His grace, lest any of you turns out to be left behind. Lest any of you turns out that he heard the word in vain. But as it is written in Isaiah 55, and we can only repeat what is written in the word, but to all of us, we know it. As the snow and the rain comes upon the earth to make the soil fruitful, snow comes in winter and rain comes in spring when the field shall be prepared, and only then can be sown. And right after, our Lord says, that's how it is with the word which cometh forth from my mouth. But firstly, the first must take place. The field must be prepared. So that the word falls upon a prepared ground, so that it can bring forth the fruit. And then we know that everything what is sown comes also up, and every seed brings forth after its own kind. Brothers and sisters, I just want that all who are born of God, who really believe God's word with all their hearts, that they have part of the divine nature, so that the old nature is no more here, but so that Christ can live his life through us. As Paul has written, "Now I live no more, but Christ lives in me." That it becomes a divine reality in our lives. Then we come back to the beginning. What happened on the day of Pentecost? And what happened wherever the full gospel was preached? There God confirmed his word. And I ask myself, Lord, is it my fault? Whose fault is it that the supernatural working of God was not yet manifested, that we were not yet touched on our inside, that we really get grateful so that we experience God new. The supernatural just belongs to it. That's how it was in the early church. One, of course, can read it, whether in the book of Acts, chapter 2, or whether 8, or whether 10, wherever one reads the word, the supernatural happened. I really want that spirit baptisms take place. I want that God comes to his right, that we all are joined with God in such a way, and that we can believe with all our hearts, as the scripture says. And then the Lord says, he who believes on me, as the scripture says, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he said of the Spirit who would come upon us. We need a reviving by the Spirit of God. The preaching is really 100%. One cannot say it differently. We just preached, we only preached, and we only taught what is written in the Word. But it must have an impact in all of us by His grace. To it, I would like to read the scriptures of justification by faith, just briefly, so that our faith is getting so mighty that every doubt is just removed. But whoever wants to come to God must believe that he is and that he listens and answers us. Then we come to Hebrews 6. Then we come to Hebrews 11, verse 1. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's an absolute. It cannot be differently. It must be as God has said it in His Word. And Abraham is, of course, our example. Especially in Romans, Paul took Abraham as our example. Let us just read a couple of scriptures from Romans, chapter 4. Romans, chapter 4. Here the man of God wrote about it, what it means to have an experience with God. Romans 4, verse 17. Romans 4, from verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. Where does the man of God refer to? Abraham received the promise, at around this time next year, I return unto thee, and then your wife Sarah will have a son. And it took place like this. Abraham believed God, but then came the test. Then came the test in the faith and in the obedience. Take thy only son, take thine only son whom thou lovest, and sacrifice him unto me on the mount which I will show thee. And what does Abraham do? upon Isaac. Isaac had to carry the wood for the altar, and they were walking. And the question was, where is the sacrifice? The Lord will provide a sacrifice. And then just think of it. His only son, whom he loved, the son of promise, now giving him as a sacrifice to God. And he did both. He was building the altar, and he was laying the son there. And he lifted up his hand. And in that moment, God intervened. But the obedience, which was manifested, because Abraham told his servants, my son and I, we will go to worship, and then we will return. Abraham, an example of faith, a man who received the promise of God, and in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. But it continues here, brothers, sisters, as written, verse 18, Romans 4, 18, who against hope believed in hope. There was nothing to hope for. That he might become the father of many nations. According to the promise. Oh, according to the promise. Please receive this into your hearts. Promise. German Bible. Promise. First the promise, and then the fulfillment. Promise.
So unzählbar soll deine Nachkommen.
So shall thy seed be. It will be an innumerable number. Redeemed, pardoned. In the faith. Also you, beloved brother. Precious sister, where there's no hope, where all the hope is gone, let it be said to you today, as with Abraham, where there was no hope, yet he was holding fast by faith and in obedience. He has seen the fulfillment of the promise and the faithfulness of God. He experienced. The same applies for you and for me. There we have really given up hope. There's nothing left, where we have no hope. Trust the Lord. Believe the promise which he has given in his word. Then, verse 19, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he didn't look on it, because God had given a promise. And how often we said it here? When God gives a promise, then he has the responsibility for the fulfillment. Our task is only to believe with all our hearts, so that God can fulfill what he promised. And here it is then written in verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God, hear the promise again. He staggered not at the promise of God. Through unbelief. Unbelief makes us ashamed, makes us confounded. But faith holds fast there where there is no hope anymore. But upon a promise which God had given in His Word, there we can have faith.
Verse 21.
And being fully persuaded, that what He had promised, He was able also to perform. Amen. Fully persuaded that that what God had promised, He was able to perform. This is the true and living faith in the living God. Then verse 22, and therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness.
Here
we read on in Romans chapter 9 of those who believe God's promises and who receive them and who will also experience them. Here, Romans chapter 9, Romans 9, verse, I don't know which verse. Brothers, sisters, I really believe that the edification by the preaching of such words, that an edification takes place in us, in all of us, that we are encouraged. Also, where we have no hope anymore, just putting our trust into the promise, holding fast to it, knowing that He will fulfill it. Romans chapter 9, verse 8. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of promise are counted for the seed. Not the natural ones, but the children of promise. And why does Paul write in Galatians chapter 4 that we are the children of promise? Because we have part in that what God is doing right now. The promises of God are not a theory. Promises of God are yes and amen. Galatians 4, verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Yes. And then comes the comparison. In verse
29.
But as then he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. We all know. There it was Cain and Abel. Here it was Jacob and Esau, who was just born after the flesh. He was persecuting those who after the spirit. Tell me honestly. The begetting was also in the flesh. But the promise came first. And this is the spiritual part. And therefore it is emphasized Ye beloved brothers, after the flesh, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Brothers, sisters, this must be emphasized time and again. Also now, there are so many Christians after the flesh, according to the flesh. All are Christians, according to the flesh. But, and there are many churches, but there's only one church of the firstborn. Hebrews 11. The church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, coming to the Mount Zion. There are many churches, but there's only one church of which our Lord said, I will build my church. He has shed his blood. He has given his life. He, as the firstborn among many brethren, has given us the first fruit, being born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And here, that's how we read it in verse 29. But as then he that was born according to the flesh persecuted him that was born after the Spirit, even so it is now. Brothers and sisters, a true child of God cannot persecute at all, cannot hate at all. How is this possible? It is just impossible. It is impossible. It does not exist. And to this, one has to read, one has to say to all brothers and sisters, the Lord's Prayer. One has to read it. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. One has to read it. And this we do now, so that all can examine themselves. So that all can examine themselves. Matthew, chapter 6, we read it. Matthew, chapter 6. We all know, here from verse 9, we have the Lord's Prayer, which is prayed in all denominations, in all churches. Billions of people are praying it. The Lord's Prayer for all the denominations, for all the churches. It is that prayer of the day. And the prayer in the so-called services. But now coming to the point. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9. After this manner therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Before we can pray like this, this name must be revealed to us first. When our Lord said, baptize them in the name, then we must know about which name it is. Not only speaking into the air, bypassing God, but knowing, when we read, therefore pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The Father revealed himself in the Son, in the New Testament covenant name of our beloved Lord and Savior. And it continues, verse 10, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do the people bother who pray the Lord's Prayer worldwide? On every Sunday, they pray together in the churches. Do they bother about the will of God? Did they ever ask, "Oh God, what is thy will?" But to the Lord God be the thanks, brothers and sisters. That's how our Lord said it. All who do the will of my Heavenly Father, these are my brothers, these are my sisters, who do the will of my Heavenly Father. Not just saying it with the mouth, thy will be done, but asking really for it, to do the will of God, to get it revealed. Then, verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. And also this is true. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. Verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Also, this is very important. Whoever asks for forgiveness must have forgiven already. Otherwise, we will not be forgiven. Verse 13. And lead us so that we don't fall into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And then the admonition. For verse 14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. May all who have something against one another, may they just read new and say, Lord, this you commanded me, so shall I pray. But not only praying, but that's how I shall do. That's how I shall do. And therefore it's written, not only a prayer which we present with our lips to the Lord, but with our walking, with our conduct, it is connected with God. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Just say amen to it. Of course. But then, verse 15 once again. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. A very serious word. Let us say it once again. Not praying a Lord's Prayer with our lips, just reciting it. No. Repenting, saying, Lord, give me grace that what you said here, that it becomes a reality in my life. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters, what it is all about. We are living just briefly, very near before the return of Jesus Christ. The signs of the time point to it clearly. The fulfillment of Bible prophecy is reality before our very eyes. Yeah, even as we read, the waves, the sea of the waves roaring. Yes. And then lift up your heads. What good is the lifting up of your heads when before that the calling out has not taken place, the separation has not taken place, the preparation has not taken place yet? Here the Lord speaks of his return, that he, on the cloud in which he was ascending into heaven, on that cloud he will return again. But 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17, that we from all peoples on the clouds of heaven, we will be taken up to meet the Lord in the air, to be with him at all times. But to it, there is a preparation needed, a true calling out, coming out from all error, coming out from all religious traditions, coming out from everything. As written, ye my people, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, and I will be your God. Brothers and sisters, let us come back to Houston, Texas. Houston, our beloved brother, repeated on a supernatural way, he repeated to have heard supernaturally from the Lord, receiving commissions from him. Let us say this openly. As long as he was working as an evangelist, he was that man. He was that man. Yes, I took part in these conferences. Also, 1958, William Branham was the main speaker. In the great conferences of the world evangelists, he was the main speaker as an evangelist, yes, with a gift of healing. But then, after the opening of the seals, when the divine truths were really put upon the lampstand, then one day he had to say, all the doors have closed. There's only one door open with a businessman of the full gospel with the chapters. And there also he didn't know how it would go on. And then it was fulfilled again, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that you are stoning the prophets and you are persecuting those who are sent to you. As an evangelist, no persecution at all. Man of God, a special man, yes. But in that moment, where the prophetic ministry and the word of prophecy was revealed, in that moment, yeah, then everything changed. Evangelists were not killed unto this day. They were all received. Also all the charismatics, they were received. But then, when the opening of the seals, and also connected with, I'm so grateful. I could even be at that place, 42 miles away from Tucson, in direction Nogales, at that place where it took place, where the rocks rolled down the mountains and where the tips of the tree were chopped off and the seven mighty thunders appeared and that there was an earthquake in the surroundings. I'm so grateful that I was also there at that place. And with my own eyes, I've seen the trees, the top, all the tips of the trees were chopped off. I've saw them. It's really sad. I was not a reporter. I never had a camera with me. I'm really sorry about that. But as we said, I was not a journalist. For me, the word was important. But just to know on a supernatural way, the man of God was told, return to Jeffersonville, for the seven seals shall be opened. And Brother Branham was taken up into this pyramid. And he said, The seventh angel, he was it who spoke to me. And he told me, return to Jeffersonville. Just receiving supernatural instructions. Not only that the man of God always saw a vision when he prayed for the sick, and that what he had to tell to that person who was now in the prayer line, but also all these supernatural experiences, the instructions which the Lord God has given, and then thinking about it, that we have the grace now to live in this time and to recognize in this time that the promise which God had given has found fulfillment. And before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, that a man of God, as Elijah, would come first to rebuild the altar of God and to bring the people of God back to the beginning, to the original foundation of the apostles and prophets. And this was time and again what the man of God said, back to the beginning, back to the Word. And we are grateful that we can believe it. Also this, we said very often here, at the direct sending, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And what did our brothers do out of it? They changed this text. And they just said, they have written, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you will forerun his second coming. Of message, no word. Even in the door, in the new house, in Tucson, Arizona, this falsified text was engraved. And therefore, all Americans say, the thing is finished. William Branham forerun the second coming of Christ, and there's no other man needed who would claim to carry the message. But let us thank our God for the preciseness of that what was said. And the same man of God has then said, the message will go to another country. We are just so grateful that God has taken us into his ministry, that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but that every word of God and whatever was said to Brother Brennan, that we leave everything the way it is written and as it was said. And this was really given to me from the beginning. I cannot stand any interpretation. I cannot stand anything what is changed. I just cannot stand it. Everything must be in the original. Once again, in the summary, whomever God is merciful, to him he is merciful. And whoever believes the promises of God is a child of promise. And as Abraham didn't look on himself and on the circumstances, and there was no hope, he was holding fast to the faith because God had given the promise. And so also we will do it. If you look on yourself, on your own failures,
Actually, one doesn't have to look on others anymore. One just has to look into the mirror, and then one sees everything. Let us thank the Lord that we believe in the complete work of redemption on the cross of Calvary, that we believe with all our hearts that God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself, and that we were chosen before the foundation of the world to be part of them who believe that what God promised, and having part in that, what God is doing right now. Let us say this also once again. In the last message, it's very serious. Very serious to believe and to make the same experiences with God. There must come a cry of desperation to God. Lord, confirm thy word. Reveal thyself in a supernatural way. And the Lord God will make everything well. He started and he will complete. Once again, let it be said. It was in the last song. The singers were singing in the choir, in the chorus, that the Lord would gather all those whom Satan scattered. And that's what's all about. Gather ye my people so that they hear my words. All who are living in the dispersion, whether in the dispersion of the thoughts or whether in the dispersion of the doctrines, just come back to the Lord. Return to the Word. Believe only what is written in the Word. Because heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of God remains forever. Do you love the Word? Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in my life, in our lives. Thy will be done in the church and by the church. And the Lord will complete his work of redemption unto the glorious day of his return. Amen. Let us stand up for prayer. Let us sing as so often. Just as I am. Without one plea. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Once again, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, but, O Lamb of God, I come. As our heads are bowed in prayer, as we examine ourselves in the sight of God, brothers and sisters, may this word never have discouraged any one of you. May the word edify us. May it strengthen us in our faith May it give us new confidence by His grace. Also there, where no hope is anymore, where all hope is gone, holding fast to that what God promised in His Word. Now I have the question. Do you all believe the promises of God? Say amen. Do you believe that we are children of promise? Do you believe that we received the Spirit of promise? Everything is promise, and once again promise. As we remain in prayer, let me ask whether we have special prayer requests which we can bring before the Lord. Just raise your hand briefly. Do we have? Everywhere. 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 Let us sing once again, Just As I Am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Lord Almighty God, You have given promises, and we believe everything what You promised. Also that what was already testified of. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all His benefits, who forgiveth thee all thy sins, who redeemed thy life from destruction, who crowneth us with mercy and with tender mercies. Also tonight, forgiving sins, setting free the captives, healing the sick, confirming the word, confirming God's word, which we believe with all our hearts. For thus it is written in Mark 16 at the end, that the Lord was with them, confirming the word by signs following. Signs and wonders following. Believe now that the Lord is with us. He sent His word to make us well. He sent His word to work faith in us. And He sent His word to fulfill everything what He promised. Receive the forgiveness of your sins by the faith in the complete work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. All who have not yet experienced a conversion, who have not yet consecrated their lives to God, may it happen now by His grace. We not only preached, we may all experience it by His grace. For thus it is written, the word which proceedeth from my mouth will not return void unto me, but it will accomplish for what I have sent it for. And it did what I wanted. Beloved Lord, let it be manifested today that sinners are saved, that the captives are set free, and that the sick are healed, and that all by grace are blessed. together we thank you, Lord, that we may live now and that you opened our eyes, that we are having part in that, what you are doing right now. Beloved Lord, lift up thy countenance over all of us and bless today, especially our visit, all who are coming very, who are coming not so often, or all who are here today for the first time, or who are listening now worldwide for the first time. Beloved Lord, bless in New Zealand, in Auckland, our brother and sister Anderson, and all who are with them now. Bless in Australia, there where the day starts, and bless unto the ends of the earth, in all peoples and tongues, as you said to Abraham, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And we believe as Abraham believed, and we are blessed just as he was blessed. To you, the Almighty God, to the only God, be the glory and the praise with all our hearts. And all the people said, Amen. Praise be to the living God. Hallelujah. Do the two sisters have still a song? You may be seated. In the meantime, tomorrow we will ask who would like to be baptized. Tomorrow, God willing, there is the opportunity for it. May all make the right decision before God.
Bist du bereit zu der Stunde?
Are you ready at that hour?
Wenn Gott die seinen heimholt,
when the Lord calls his own home,
hast du vernommen die Kunde?
Have you heard the message?
Wie die seinen belohnt,
as he rewards his own,
wenn erscheint in den Wolken,
when he appears on the cloud,
in Majestät und in Pracht,
in majesty.
Ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten.
I cannot put it into words.
Mein Herz es jubelt und
my heart warnt. Is rejoicing and laughing.
Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen.
Glorious on the golden streets.
Herrlich im Vaterland.
Glorious in the Father's land.
Wundervoll sind seine Werke.
Wonderful are his works.
Herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Glorious in white robes.
Kannst du begreifen die Liebe?
Can you understand the love?
Die Jesus Christus dir bot.
Which Jesus Christ
bist
offers to you.
Bist du mit ihm dann in Frieden, wenn Jesus käme?
Are you in peace if Jesus would return today?
Er hat die Städte bereitet.
He has prepared the place.
Für die noch wartende Schar.
For the waiting multitude.
Die immer treu für ihn streiten.
Who fights
es
for him.
Kommt der verheißene Tag.
The promised day is
herrlich auf goldenen Straßen.
Glorious on the golden streets.
Herrlich im Vaterland.
Glorious in the Father's land.
Wundervoll sind seine Werke.
Wonderful are his works.
Herrlich im weißen Gewand.
White robes.
Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben.
nothing is left of sorrow.
Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei.
Scoffing and mocking is
Jesus
over.
Will allzeit dich lieben.
Jesus always loves you.
Dies meine Losung soll sein.
This is my slogan.
Möchtest du mit in die Heimat?
Do you want to come with me?
Willst Jesus du einmal sehen?
Do you want to see Jesus?
Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt.
Only he brings you
du
into that
brauchst
city.
Nur zu Jesus
you just
zu gehen.
Have to run to him.
Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen.
Glorious on the golden streets.
Herrlich im Vaterland.
Glorious in the Father's land.
Wundervoll sind seine Werke.
Wonderful are his works.
Herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Wonderful in white robes.
Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen. Herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke. Herrlich im weißen Gewand.
I don't know how you feel, but my heart is so overwhelmed of the Word of God. And such a gratefulness comes into my heart now. When I think about it, what a great God has done great things for us. Brothers and sisters, our Lord came to this earth to bring us the full salvation, the perfect redemption. He was obedient unto the death on the cross. And we have heard of Abraham. His faith was not only the faith in the promise, but he was connected to the obedience. And the obedience is the evidence that one believes. If one believes, then one does, one is doing what God wants. And all these words which we heard tonight, let us really keep it in our hearts and let us not make empty words now and let us not rob it. This word will revive us. It revived us already. And as we read in Hebrews, the serious words, that we should examine ourselves so that no one is left behind, so that we reach the goal. We are so close to the goal. Now the enemy will attack us. He wants to attack us from all sides. The enemy comes with all kinds of things, with lies and persecution, all kinds of things. We are at the end now. The goal is before our eyes. Let us really be diligent. Let us intercede for one another in prayer. Let us walk forward by faith and let us not stagger around, but let us trust the Lord. And we've seen it. There was no hope. There Abraham still believed and held fast. Also, all my life I failed, but I trust in the Lord. And he never disappointed me. No one will be put to shame whoever trusts in God. Let us stand up. Let us pray. Let us thank the Lord with all our hearts. Our dear Heavenly Father, to you we bring the adoration and the praise and the thanks for your grace, for the unmeasurable grace that we can still sit at your feet as your disciples then who could hear your words. Lord, tonight you spoke to us personally, and you encouraged us in the faith. Let us really hold fast to your promises. Let us look upon you as Moses looked unto you, as Abraham and all who remained faithful to you. Help us to really stand firm until the end, until we come from believing unto seeing. Lord, we bring you our worship, our thanksgiving, our praise. You did so wonderful things for us. We praise your holy name. We praise and glorify the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you that your Holy Spirit leads us into all the truth. Lord, we thank you that your word can be heard worldwide. You are calling out your bride. You are preparing your bride in all people's tongues and nations. Lord, bring us into this unity of faith so that we are standing in one accord, praising your name. Lord, bless us now and dismiss us in your blessing, and watch over our souls and watch over our hearts so that the enemy cannot deceive us. Lord, call out the last ones. Lord, give grace. We lay everything into your hands, and we ask you especially, strengthen the carrier of your word. Equip him with new strength from on high. Lord, confirm thy word, who believed thy word. To you, the living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to the God of Israel, to you be the praise and the worship. In the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We give the glory to Jesus. We give all the glory to Jesus.
And tell of his wonderful love.
Du bist würdig.
Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. To receive all the praise, all the glory.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.